Jason Cairns is up and at him, and he's had probably a pot of coffee by now. Good morning.
Good morning. I've actually only had one cup of coffee
so
far. So I was debating whether I should run downstairs and get one while I was waiting for you to call, but I held off. So as soon as we're off the phone, I'm sure I'll get into my second cup.
Ah, those self-debates, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, and so is breakfast usually in your belly by this time or what?
No, I don't usually eat until later. I kind of do all my reading and writing and so forth. You know, I get up with my cup of coffee and get into the reading and writing, and then I don't usually eat until just before 7 o'clock. So,
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I've called out to the Lord today, but I've also had a little bit of breakfast with some leftovers from last night, and a little steak and coleslaw. To be honest with you, that was my breakfast this morning. So.
You know, that's a hearty breakfast right there.
Yeah, that was pretty. I set aside the burritos, but hey, we want to tackle another devotion from Notes from the Upper Room: Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. I think we could all use a little encouragement in that regard heading into the weekend, huh?
Yeah, you know, so we are continuing to plod through this. We are in John 15:27, and the verse says, "And you will also bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning." Jesus told his disciples that they would bear witness to him, reporting what they had seen and heard. They were given the gift of witnessing his life and ministry, and then of telling the story about who he was and what he came to do. Through the disciples, we are also invited to bear witness to Jesus. But we need to connect this verse with the surrounding context. In verse 26, Jesus said that the Spirit bears witness about him and pointed us to the dance within the Trinity between the Father, Son, and Spirit. We are invited into this community of love. God exists in a perfect, loving relationship, and he desires us to join him. You know, and I think this connects with what we're going to see coming up in John 17 as well, is that God has always existed in this perfect community of love with the Trinity, and part of the Christian life is recognizing he invites us into that dance, and that we have the privilege of inviting others into that as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, sometimes I go, we only get 5 minutes here together every morning, five or six, but I mean, sometimes I'll beat myself. Oh, there's a lot of things I'll beat myself up. I'm like, we should talk more about the Trinity and try to do it every day and Trinitarian relating, because it's that important. And then I think in the broader context of the church, how much it just doesn't come up. And so maybe that's why I feel the burden even more, because I know you and I both feel so deeply about it.
You know, that's one of the things that I think you're right. And I heard somebody say at one point that, you know, if the messages that we're hearing could be preached as an inspirational seminar or given in a non-Christian church, they're not a Christian message. You know, what is one of the unique things about Christianity? Probably the most unique is the belief in the Trinity, in the Father, Son, and Spirit, right? And so I agree. I think that's an important thing for us to continue to press into, whether we do it a lot or a little. I think it's good for us all to consider what is relating in the manner of the Trinity look like.
Mm-hmm. Is there an author we want to mention this morning in your vast reading?
Yeah. Well, we're never going to get through that either, you know. And so my next one on my list is C.S. Lewis, which, you know, that...
How do you do C.S. Lewis in a minute? C.S. Lewis in a minute. Yeah, right. Wow.
You know, but again, he seems to have influenced almost everybody in the last 100 years, you know, Christian and non-Christian, Catholic, Protestant, Orthodox, you know... His influence is just so broad, and he was such an amazing communicator, not only in terms of the words he used, but how he would describe ideas. And, you know, I would just say for folks who have never read C.S. Lewis, do so. You know, he's profound. His fiction is great. You know, Chronicles of Narnia is wonderful.
Would you start with Narnia, or where would you start?
You know, I think so. Even for adults who are like, oh, that's a kid's book, I think Narnia is great to kind of walk through that. Particularly if you don't consider yourself a reader.
Here's the thing. In high school, I mean, I read books by Reggie Jackson, Muhammad Ali. Yeah. I read, like, great quarterbacks of the NFL and shooting guards of the NBA. And so, like, I feel behind on my C.S. Lewis. Read Chronicles of Narnia to my kids. But, I mean, yeah, my wife and I, we had a big C.S. Lewis anthology. We started in it. We were, little bits here and there. But then it's kind of been shelved for other things lately. So maybe I need to return to that a little bit. So
I think pick up whatever you can. I love, of course, The Great Divorce, which is 115 mm-hmm. pages long.
Okay.
And just an easy read. You could read it in an afternoon. Start there. I think it'll hook you.
I do know that one, and I did see a Max McLean drama of The Great Divorce this year, which, by the way, he's going to be in a movie about C.S. Lewis coming up here.
I saw that was coming up, too.
So. All right. My mom is in town. She's getting here this afternoon, and so I think breakfast is still a possibility, but let me check with you. Okay, I'll check in. So.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Jason. Our good buddy there, the best 5 minutes today. Maybe it's the first five for you if you're just waking up this morning. Well, we appreciate those in blue. And quite a story out of Virginia this Friday morning. A police officer lifting an overturned car off of a woman. It sounds incredible, and it is.
This is in Gloucester County, Virginia, Halvo. And the police officer was wearing a body cam. And so we have some audio from Deputy John Holt responding to this. It was May 7th, so just 2 weeks ago today.
When we're in Gloucester, it's flipped upside down.
So he's getting out of his vehicle now and rushing toward the scene of this overturned vehicle.
Is he under it?
Yes.
Gloucester, it's entrapment.
A woman was pinned under the car. She couldn't breathe.
Hey, how?
Yes. She can't breathe.
You're hearing her son, who's obviously very frantic.
Gloucester, she's trapped under the vehicle. I can't get it off.
Mommy. 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 Mommy.
So the officer's making the decision he's got to do something himself while also calming the child.
There's a pillow.
Okay.
He is literally lifting the vehicle.
Oh, I'm trying to get out.
Can you slide any, ma'am? Is your head clear?
The officer then, again, lifted the vehicle so the trapped woman could free herself. And here's what's amazing to me, Halvo. He's still, as you hear him grunting like the Hulk, Officer Hulk here, he's still like, ma'am, ma'am, because you've got that wonderful Southern politeness as well, too. And again, in the climate that we're in now, I think when there's something noble and honorable, I want to make sure that's brought to the light, because so many times we focus just on the negative and the darkness. But my goodness, this man is a hero.
Yeah, and believe it or not, this isn't the first time Officer Holt's been dubbed that. 3 months ago, he was given the top cop award in his region after he pulled two people from a burning building. Talk about superhero.
Man, Officer Holt, more like Officer Hulk.
I have an army.
We have a Hulk.
7:47, the Wake Up Show. Caleb and Halvo with you. Susan joins us again on Monday morning, 67 degrees. And it's right around that time where we have a weekly tradition on the show because, again, we know that there's so much going on in your lives that there's no way you possibly can keep tabs on everything that's happened in the past week in terms of news, sports, politics, and pop culture. And we want to bring that to you, but we do it in a condensed fashion. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Caleb, according to a study, heavy long-term coffee drinking does not raise the risk of heart attacks for most folks.
No, Halvo, but reading the price board at Starbucks could lead to heart trouble.
There you go.
Jeff Bezos' next super yacht is so big it will actually need a support yacht.
Yeah, it's going to be brown and deliver his super yacht supplies in 1 or 2 days.
It's going to be called the SSS Prime.
In a survey, half of dads said that they'd like a new grill or grilling accessory for Father's Day.
Seems like my most used grilling accessory is a fire extinguisher.
Make sure to remember that, Lindsay.
A woman in Italy accidentally received not one, not two, but 6 doses of COVID-19 vaccine.
Wow, lucky for her, she's Italian. In the U.S., an insurance company would figure out how to bill her for the hospital's mistake.
Isn't that the truth?
Chick-fil-A is now limiting sauces.
So please pray for our East Coast states, which have now had to deal with gas, chicken, and now dipping sauce shortages.
Wow.
It's rough over there. Despite the country continuing to open up, the stock market has been a little down from time to time.
Yeah, the biggest losers are companies that make pajama pants.
Very true.
And finally this morning, according to a study, the best teenage liars are usually the most popular kids in school.
Not only that, they stay popular right up until the moment they graduate law school. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Hey, it's Caleb. I'm joined by Heather Fleshinsky, the founder of OneFest. We are so excited for OneFest this July 23rd through the 25th. It's back, Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. We'll talk about the headliners, the artists, but first, a little backstory. And Heather, as we welcome you in here to WWIB, this is something that is not just popping up overnight. This took years and years to come together. What was your first burden from the Lord, really, that the Chippewa Valley needed a Christian music festival like this?
It was really driving down the road to my kids' 4K and listening to the radio. I'm pretty sure it was WWIB.
Right on.
And I was like, why is there not a Christian music festival? And I understand there was a few in the past, so I knew it could happen, right? We just had to find the right people, and God kept sending the right people my way. So over the course of a year, we created the nonprofit organization, and then we started getting the artists and promoting the festival for 2018 was our first one.
Let's talk a little bit about this, too, the fact that OneFest is a nonprofit. People might not realize that. So talk a little bit about how that formed and came together.
So when I started putting out feelers, asking the question, should a festival happen, a Christian festival in the area? I wasn't really telling many people. I was telling a few friends here and there. And then all of a sudden I'd get an email from somebody who wanted it to happen, who I didn't know. And so I started collecting these names and threw out an email saying, okay, let's come together. Let's see how this goes and who's interested and what can we do. And we came from all different churches, all of us together. And that's where the name OneFest comes from, because we're all coming together as one.
Real briefly, before we finish up and talk about this year's lineup, might be a painful subject, but last year you didn't get to have it. And I know you guys were holding on as long as possible, but then it just didn't work last year. So how did God show himself faithful? Because I know that was a blow.
As you asked that, there was two things running through my head. And one is the amazing people that felt called to continue to move forward with this, excited about the festival continuing to happen. I mean, we could have thrown our hands up and said, I guess we'll just stop now. But we didn't want to, and nobody else wanted to, and God kept providing. God showed there was other things that needed to happen that time, and it just so happened that my brother-in-law went into the emergency room that week of OneFest that would have happened. And so I could be there for my sister. So I wouldn't have been able to do that had I been planning that festival and having to be there. So he knew there was a better place for me that week. So that was him helping me out.
Leading all the way. And so finally, again, we're talking with Heather Fleshinsky from OneFest. Absolutely encouraging you July 23rd through the 25th, wherever you are at, come and join us for OneFest. Let's talk about the lineup this year. I know you're very excited about this.
Oh, yeah. Danny Gokey. He's headlining on Saturday night. We're super excited about that. Local Wisconsin native. And then also Ren Collective. I saw them at another festival and loved them. They have so many crazy instruments and things going on stage. They're going to be a riot to watch.
And I think Ren Collective, again, that Friday night headliner, they were last in the Chippewa Valley at my recollection. I think it may have been 2014 with 10th Avenue North. Mm-hmm. And that's when they were first kind of building. And I remember just hearing so much feedback. Those guys are incredible and mm-hmm. so much energy and passion. So again, you've got Danny Gokey and Ren Collective as your headliners, but Micah Tyler and Blanca and Seventh Time Down and I Am They and Jason Gray and Hannah Kerr. And again, you've got some other regional acts as well, mm-hmm. too. I mean, it is just going to be a full schedule and free worship on Sunday morning. What's your, say, 30-second pitch? What would you say, Heather?
Amazing music and amazing to be back together and enjoying music out in the open air. So it's all safe and exciting.
We are looking forward to it. Absolutely. Kids ages 0 to 10 are free. And again, free Sunday worship, which is, I know, an integral part of what you guys have put together, too, that Sunday worship be open to all.
Yeah, the Sunday worship is actually Jason Gray is speaking for us. And then A Day Awaits is doing the music. And we hope everybody will come and join us. Even if you can't come to the festival, come to the worship on Sunday morning.
And again, tickets are available at one-fest.com, or we've got all the links at wwib.com/onefest. A quick plug as well. Again, we're so proud to be partnering with you as a media partner, the hometown station of One Fest. And you guys are generously offering a 10% discount with promo code WWIB. So no reason not to get your tickets and get them right now.
Exactly.
All right, Heather, thank you so much for joining us here at WWIB. And we can't wait to see everybody at One Fest 2021.
It's the WIB Wake Up Show. It's a Friday and we're wrapping things up, winding things down. Mine is Susan. Looking forward to her return on Monday. You'll catch some of her right now in the best of the week.
We have a list of skills that your kid needs to be an awesome adult. As I'm reviewing this list, I was thinking there are some of these skills that I need to be an awesome adult.
Michael really hates it, like you spit in his eye. When he sends you a text, but then you won't deign to reply. When he is on Messenger with all his Facebook friends, please don't leave him hanging and make sure that you hit send.
My son, he goes, it's only 1 week till school is done, and I felt like he had told me, it's only 1 week until tax day, you know, like I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. Is that coming up already?
A man in Minnesota cited for speeding 3 separate times in 1 day.
In one day.
This proves everything I believe about Minnesota drivers.
Was issued the state patrol in a tweet called him a slow learner.
Understatement.
But I will confess.
Yes.
That I had 2 speeding tickets.
What?
Within a week. Here's the story.
How low? Seriously, I can see the check mark. Like, send an emoji or a GIF or something. Whoa, don't call me though.
I was in a bad place recently. I mean, not mentally, just Illinois.
Flatlander.
That's my favorite one.
The final recommendation is to teach them to call their mom. You know what? There's just, even if you don't really feel like doing it, it's really surprising, kids, how much it means just for your mom to hear from you without saying, you never write, you never call. Call your mom.
Hey, guys, it's Jackie from Eau Claire. Here, I bought a kazoo at LARP Toys a while back, and we always have fun with them at a woman's retreat. But this is for in honor of Caleb's birthday coming up. This is what I can play for you. Have a great day, guys.
It's rude to just ignore folks in this digital age. He knows you saw the message and it's filling him with rage. Are you locked in jail? Does he need to buy a bail bond? If not, then just stop ghosting him and take time to respond.
One summer, I was with my daughter Grace at the circus, and she turned to me and said, "Are we doing anything fun today?"
That's a great one. Wow.
I literally had just spent the last of my money giving her an elephant ride.
Why do nurses like red crayons? You're a nurse.
Yeah, I am a nurse. I don't know.
Because sometimes they need to draw blood.
Oh, man.
3% of adults, this is mind-boggling, 3% of adults say they have never eaten one of these.
Huh.
So 3% of adults have never eaten one of these, and it can... Yes. It's a salad, yes.
She
lettuce and avocado
it.
And tomato and cucumbers and whatever else.
And my question is, have they tried that Snicker salad with apples and Cool Whip?
Right, because
that's
this
technically
is America
a salad.
And we count lots of things as salad.
Why won't you respond?
You guys are awesome adults. I'm getting there.
Yeah, right.
There it is, the best of the week from Alvo here at the WIB Wake Up Show.
A lot of on the WIB Wake Up Show, right?
Yeah. Again, just eclectic. You never quite know what's going to come up on a day-to-day basis. Thank you so much for everybody who tunes in and gives us part of your day. You are family, and we are family here at WWIB.